News release. Barry Innisfil MP John Brassard. As the session Parliament ends today for Christmas break, Canadians are facing the harsh reality of a government that has completely lost control and is spiraling out of control in front of our eyes and at the very worst time for our nation. While families in Barry Innisfil and across the country prepare for the holiday season, they do so burdened by a skyrocketing cost of living, an out-of-control housing crisis and an economy in freefall. Justin Trudeau has once again proven that he is completely out of touch with the struggles of everyday Canadians. Yesterday, the Liberal government delivered a fall economic statement that revealed the full extent of its failure, a staggering $62 billion deficit, the consequence of reckless spending, broken promises, and a complete lack of fiscal discipline. Just 8 months ago, outgoing Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland assured us there were guardrails to keep spending at or below a $40 billion deficit. In reality, the deficit is 55% more than she promised. No government in Canadian history has ever run a $62 billion deficit. Not even in the 90s when the Wall Street Journal described Canada as a third-world basket case, nor during the massive global economic crisis, did our deficits come close to this level. And so, here we are, saddled with a $62 billion deficit, an irresponsible, unsustainable, and entirely avoidable outcome. This has been created by Freeland and Trudeau, who is now desperately clinging to power at the expense of Canada. His policies have driven our country's debt through the roof, pushed up interest rates, and left young people and future generations with a financial burden they will not be able to bear. Housing costs have doubled. There are 1,400 homeless encampments in Ontario alone. Out-of-control immigration has led to refugee camps forming in suburban neighborhoods, and 500,000 people are in Canada illegally. Crime has taken over our streets with gun crime doubling. Drug policies have seen 47,000 people die of overdoses. Meanwhile, 2 million Canadians rely on food banks every month because of the affordability crisis created by Trudeau's failed policies. Even worse, Trudeau's government is in chaos and in a state of complete dysfunction at a time when Canada is dealing with all the above and more. We face the threat of punitive tariffs, foreign interference, and global instability. You deserve better because this isn't about politics, it's about people's lives. Your lives and the future for our children. The promise of Canada was that if you worked hard, you got a good life. Trudeau and Freeland have broken that promise. Canada's common sense conservatives are going to restore the hope and promise of Canada. It is time for a carbon tax election to take the decision away from Mr. Trudeau or Mr. Singh or Mr. Carney and put it in the hands of the people. Canadians will make the right decision between a party that will axe the tax, build the homes, fix the budget, and stop the crime and the parties that have broken everything. We have a great future ahead, but we must start now. Let's bring it home.